This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today with a push for net neutrality, the idea that internet providers should treat all internet traffic equally. Today, supporters of that principle, which includes a lot of tech companies here in Massachusetts, are cheering a decision by the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Tom Wheeler, who released a plan to regulate the internet like a public utility. Wheeler says the approach assures the rights of internet users to go where they want, when they want, and the rights of innovators to introduce new products without asking anyone's permission. Joining us now to talk more about this is Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. He introduced the first House bill on net neutrality back in 2006. And Senator Markey, welcome to Radio Boston. It's good to have you.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad that you're having this discussion.
Well, yesterday, after Tom Wheeler announced this plan, you declared it Internet Innovation Freedom Day. I'm wondering if you could talk about what you meant by that and why this plan is so important in your view.
Well, by banning paid prioritization, by blocking or throttling by the big companies, the FCC is applying the principles of non-discrimination to the broadband world. So there will be no internet fast and slow lanes created by big broadband barons. Access to communication services will be available to all Americans, including rural residents, seniors, those who are deaf or blind or disabled, and consumer privacy is protected. But in a culture where so many jobs are created by hundreds, thousands of innovative applications and other services on the internet, we need a Darwinian paranoia-inducing competition in the marketplace. And what was announced yesterday by the FCC is going to ensure that these smaller startups like Dwolla or Etsy or, you know, Vimeo, all the new names that are going to be getting their headlines replacing Google and eBay and Amazon and Hulu as the kind of the brand names in the system, they can go to the venture capital market. They can convince people to give them money because these newer companies can now reach their customers because net neutrality will be guaranteed and they won't get blocked by the big companies.
Now, Senator, as you know, of course, broadband providers aren't happy by this. Verizon Senior Vice President and Deputy Counsel Mike Glover said this. He said, heavily regulating the internet for the first time is unnecessary and counterproductive. It's unnecessary because all participants in the internet ecosystem support an open internet. What's your response to that?
Well, my response would be, first of all, if they all support an open internet, then none of the regulations which guarantee an open internet should be a problem for them.
Right.
Moreover, history tells us that that where there is a potential for bottlenecks to be created, unfortunately, it does occur. And so there is a paradox to deregulation. Many times, in order to have something which is open, you need regulations that then protect the smaller participants in that open atmosphere because the larger companies, the larger players would otherwise destroy the smaller companies. And so these regulations are just going to ensure and guarantee that the smaller participants, the newer software, the newer internet companies are able to get in and that everyone then abides by the same rules of the road.
Yeah, I mean, I guess some of the critics say that this kind of regulation, even if it's positive in the short term, the risk is that in the long term, it could inhibit investment and harm a critical industry in the long term.
Well, just the opposite. In 2013, over 62% of all venture capital funds invested in the United States went towards internet-specific and software companies. By definition, the startups. And all that happened yesterday was a formalization of that kind of atmosphere for investment to flow to these smaller companies.
Right.
And so rather than having a smaller amount of investment, I think we're going to unleash a flood of new investment because more and more software, internet-related companies that are not the broadband barons are now going to be able to get the capital to continue to revolutionize this marketplace. So
right.
these rules will bring certainty to the marketplace. Now companies, startups, entrepreneurs, innovators in garages and dorm rooms will know that their ideas will have a home on the internet instead of having to raise the capital first in order to afford getting high-speed broadband access. They can innovate first, knowing that once they have a product, they can get it out there to 310 million potential customers in the United States.
Let me ask you this finally, Senator. A lot of folks are predicting that there's going to be a legal fight ahead and questions about whether the FCC has the broad authority to regulate the internet in this way. Do you agree? I mean, do you agree that there's going to be a legal fight? And if so, how do you think it's going to play out?
I think that there is going to be a legal fight. I've been on the telecommunications subcommittee and was the chairman for about 20 of the years that I was on the telecommunications subcommittee. And inevitably, there is a lawsuit, people who are unhappy. But at the same time, I think that the FCC listened to the Circuit Court of Appeals and have relied upon Title II as the place where they are going to protect customers and protect innovators, while at the same time forbearing where necessary from other regulation, including rate regulation. So I'm very confident that it will be upheld, and I'm equally confident that it will be brought to court. But I think it's very strong legal grounds.
All right. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, thanks so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.